Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional podcast / broadcast number 731. As always, it is so good to be with you today to encourage you to pray in times like these. Today, beloved, I would like to begin by sharing with you a poem titled No Time to Pray, by Grace L. Nasons. I got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't have time to pray. Problems just tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me, I wondered. He answered, you didn't ask. I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on gray and bleak. I wondered why God didn't show me. He said, but you didn't seek. I tried to come into God's presence. I used all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly chided, my child, you didn't knock. I woke up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. Beloved, the simple purpose of this podcast / broadcast is to challenge you to pray, to encourage you to pray, to exhort you to pray, to simply just pray, and yes, if you will, to motivate you to pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This radio broadcast and podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They simply need to just pray. if I can encourage you to simply just pray to God, no matter how you feel, I believe that all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God. We walk by faith, not by sight. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Psalm 39:12, which reads, "Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear unto my cry. Hold not thy peace at my tears, for I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner as all my fathers were." Allow me to share with you, beloved, some important points regarding this powerful passage from Matthew Henry's commentary. David pleads the good impressions made upon him by his affliction. He hoped that the end was accomplished for which it was sent, and that therefore it would be removed in mercy. And unless an affliction has done its work, though, it may be removed. It is not removed in mercy. It had set him a weeping, and he hoped God would take notice of that. When the Lord God called to mourning, he answered the call and accommodated himself to the dispensation, and therefore could in faith pray, "Lord, hold not thy peace at my tears. He that does not willingly afflict and grieve the children of men, much less his own children, will not hold his peace at their tears, but will either speak deliverance for them, and if he speak, it is done, or in the meantime speak comfort to them and make them to hear joy and gladness. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote today is from an unknown author. He said, "Every convert is the result of the Holy Spirit's pleading in answer to the prayers of some believer." So your prayers matter. My personal encouragement for you today is this. Here are three benefits that I have personally received from prayer to God and that I know you can receive as well. Number one, prayer to God can cause your ministry to flourish beyond your wildest imaginations. Number two, prayer to God will help you to be a better witness for the Lord. And number three, prayer to God will help you have good relationships with other people. Our prayer motivator devotional today is titled, "Prayer is Essential to the People of God," part three from the fine book, The Weapon of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. Beloved, if you enjoy this podcast, if you appreciate what we do here, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, The Necessity of Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The Lord has, along with the Bible, along with, of course, the Holy Spirit of God, the Lord has used the writings of E.M. Bounds to teach me the importance and power of prayer when I was a young Christian. And I assure you that his writings will be a blessing to your life as well. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, "The men of the church of all ages who have held the church for God have had in affluent fullness and richness the ministry of prayer. The rulers of the church, which the scriptures reveal, have had preeminence in prayer. Eminent they may have been in culture, in intellect, and in all the natural or human forces, or they may have been lowly in physical attainments and native gifts. Yet in each case, prayer was the all-potent force in the rulership of the church. And this was so because God was with and in what they did. For prayer always carries us back to God. It recognizes God and brings God into the world to work and save and bless. The most efficient agents in disseminating the knowledge of God, in prosecuting his work upon the earth, and in standing as breakwater against the billows of evil, have been praying church leaders. God depends upon them, employs them, and blesses them. Prayer cannot be retired as a secondary force in this world. To do so is to retire God from the movement. It is to make God secondary. The prayer ministry is an all-engaging force. It must be so. To be a force at all, prayer is the sense. Prayer is the sense of God's need and the call for God's help to supply that need. The estimate and place of prayer is the estimate and place of God. To give prayer the secondary place is to make God secondary in life's affairs, to substitute other forces for prayer. Retires God and materializes the whole movement. Rise, rise. Prayer is an absolute necessity to the proper carrying on of God's work. God has made it so. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request at the end of this broadcast/podcast. Please join me in prayer. Over the prayer list we pray over every time we do this. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the privilege and the power and the peace of prayer. Thank you for reminding us of the importance of prayer today. Have mercy and grace upon us in prayer, and forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and fill us with the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, help us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways, and to humble ourselves, so that we would be cleansed and fit for your use. In Jesus Christ's name, we continue to pray. We pray collectively. We pray for the following things. We pray for over 3 million people, Lord. We pray for over 3 million people to come to know your Savior through this ministry alone. And we pray for millions more to be saved. We pray for over 3 million Christians to be revived and led back to their first love, you. We pray for over $3 million to come into this ministry to further the gospel around the world. We pray for the healing and the revival of this nation and an awakening of this nation. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries. We pray for salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental officials who run this country, and all other leaders in other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for Roshane. Please help her to do well in all her exams and work. We pray for Dilip. Please work things out in his favor. Give him a complete turnaround. Bless him with health and wealth, well-being, a great career, and healthy relationships. We pray for Kanisha. Please get her out of the bad relationship she is in and break all soul ties she has to it. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you as Savior in their hearts recently through this ministry. We pray, Lord, that you would confirm them in the faith and have them and help them to grow in the faith to be the strong spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Kanika. We pray for Parika. We pray for Enoxen. And we commit these souls into your hands. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have heard the word of God, who have heard the gospel, and who have chosen to recommit their lives to you. We rejoice with these as well in this decision, and we pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Ezekiel. We pray for Brenda, and we pray for Tito. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, if you are listening today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, allow me to show you how you can be saved from sin and from hell by the grace of God. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. For the Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." And then thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Hell is an awful place. hell is bad news. But I have some good news for you, found in John 3:16. For Jesus Christ himself said, "For God so loved the world." That means that God loves you, that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus Christ is the sacrificial lamb who died on the cross for our sins and who has taken away the sins of the world. That whosoever, that includes you, believeth in him, very simple, very easy, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you, shall be saved. Just believe in your heart, dear friend, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. For Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth in him, on him, shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you want to be saved today, dear friend, follow me in what is called the sinner's prayer, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight, deserving of hell. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ is the sin bearer, and he sacrificed his life and shed his precious blood for my soul, so that I could go free. He is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for my sins to save my soul. And I now believe that with all of my heart. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul. Help me to repent of my sins past and help me to change. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to follow you for the remainder of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Dear friend, by the grace of God, until next time, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit gospellightsociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address, and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.